Hi, good evening, folks. It's 10 dozen minutes of baby llama drama with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. Hi, Mr. Skullhead. I believe we have Jick on the line, but he's working faulty microphone. Pretty much he's got a tin can that we tied some string to and then ran the string all the way from Mesa to Minneapolis.
Yeah, it really kind of sucks.
So if he sounds a little tinny, it's probably because I'm not holding the string taut enough.
Right. Huh. I turned on a fan because it was really hot over here where I was sitting, but I don't know. Let me know if it's too noisy. I don't know if the mic can pick it up enough. Given that the mic can't pick me up from a foot and a half away, mm-hmm. I'm guessing it probably can't.
No, I don't hear a fan at all.
I also think that, but I'm a fan of you. So you only hear one fan, is what you meant to say.
Yeah. I only hear the fan.
Yeah, so this is pretty janktastic. I can't find the mic, the headset that I took with me on the road trip. It's not at my desk, and it's not in my suitcase. So I have no idea what happened there. And also these speakers finally gave up all 5.1 of the ghosts and just don't work at all anymore. So I'm tethered to my computer with some headphones. Which basically have one volume setting, that setting being completely deafening.
No inline volume control.
Yeah, and the system volume is turned down to like as low as I can get it without it actually being off. So I don't know what the hell. Every time I plug in them, the mic doesn't have a mute switch on it, so I have to unplug it when I want to mute it, and then plug it back in, and then every time I plug it in, Windows pops up a thing that says, "What did you just plug in?" And I have to tell it that it's a microphone before it'll start working.
Huh.
Yeah.
So pretty much we would be better off with the tin can and the string.
Yeah. So what have you been up to? Besides, there was the 4 days of nothing but work, and then
right.
And then one day. What'd you do yesterday?
There was that entertaining evening where I went to a party and then came home and spent 3 more hours writing cockroach stuff.
Sweet.
I blame myself entirely for that, because I remember you putting up the structure on the whiteboard and going, "Nah, we don't want to do that. That'll lead to 27 possible outcomes," and me going, "Dude, I can do 27 possible outcomes." And I could.
You did. It just
wasn't much fun. We got the shower surround glued to the wall in the bathroom, so...
What's a shower surround?
It's the thing that goes between the tub and the ceiling. Or, you know, like 5 feet up from the tub, so that the water that you splash around doesn't go on the wall.
I see.
Kind of the theoretically easier thing to do than tiling.
Do you have an actual freestanding bathtub, or is it...
No, it's just your basic bathtub. I mean, usually you get a tub that has a shower stall kind of built into it.
Right.
But this is an old ceramic tub that needed to have something else on top of it. So maybe by the end of the week we'll be able to use the bathroom as something more than just a restroom.
That's a long time to hold it.
Yeah. Oh no, we can pee in there now. I just can't shower.
In the bathtub?
Yeah.
That's gross, man.
Can't you pee in my bathtub?
So I lost a while back, maybe a couple weeks ago, I lost my scorpion hunting flashlight.
Did the scorpion steal it?
What's that?
Did the scorpion steal it?
Yeah, I thought so, because I kept looking around, and finally after a week of not finding it, once I got back, I was like, well, fuck it, I'm going to go buy a new one. And then 20 minutes after I got back from the hardware store, I found the old one. So, and then I went scorpion hunting, and I killed another 10 or 12 scorpions last night. So, curious, I'm going to go back out tonight and see if I find any.
Have you had exterminators out, or have you been...
Exterminators can't really do anything about scorpions, apparently. Like, the thing to do is to have exterminators out to kill all the cockroaches and stuff, so that the scorpions don't have anything to eat. But I think they eat insecticide and then laugh while clicking their little claws. But again, we've only had one in the house this year so far, so.
That's not bad. We've been under a very slow siege by some pretty giant black ants. Although whenever I say that, people go, why do you have to say that they're black ants? Why can't you say they're ants?
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's a property of their being, it's that they're black, right? But, we had some ant killer that they were just mocking. It would kind of scare him away for 10 minutes, you know. I think it was the...
Well, because of affirmative action, the kill threshold for black ants has to be lower on the ant poison than it is for other ants.
I think what it is that the poison was the equivalent of going, "Get the fuck out of here!" to my cat, say. You know, it'll leave for a while, but when it's pretty sure you're not watching anymore, it comes right back.
Right. I always had pretty good luck with those little combat traps.
Yeah, I've put a couple of those in.
But I never had any really serious ant problems, so I don't know, man. The June item of the month is out. That was a lot of work.
It is, but I agree with what I said to you that you agreed with, that it was a lot of work, but kind of fun, and felt like the good old days.
Yep. Yeah, it was fun. It took about twice as long as I expected it to, but everything always does. So we're pushing back the announced roll date on Hobobolus to 4 weeks from now. No, we're really not. I think that's on track. I put some stuff in the wiki for you to write, trying to save every bit of time that I can by assigning everything that I don't absolutely have to do to somebody else.
That's a good idea.
So, we're in there. I was working on it even as I sat out smoking my little cigar before the radio show. I had a clipboard and a pen, and I was like, I really wish that I had brought some paper out here, because I'm running out of room on this clipboard.
Keep digging.
let's see. So we got some questions. So let's just start at the beginning, I guess. Murex Bob says, "Hey Scully, did you hear about the recent Comcast hacking?" And then he links to the article on where apparently some people got a hold of the they were able to get into Comcast's account control panel at Network Solutions and update the DNS records so that people going to Comcast or other Comcast websites went to wherever they wanted them to go.
Hmm.
So they were scrambling around, setting up free hosting accounts everywhere, and then each free hosting account would last a few minutes before it exceeded its bandwidth allotment, and then they'd move it to another one. I don't know if anything happened to them or not. They said they did it because they were so pissed off at how bad Comcast service is.
I can understand that.
I wonder if cable internet isn't just really starting to strain against its infrastructure, because the internet's fine at my house, but at the office, it's just, we've had so many problems with it. Just and weird shit, people run slow, and...
I don't know, I think that a lot of that is the fault of the people who are running the cable companies, though. I don't know if there's just too much I don't believe that there's too much data for the bandwidth. I just think that the service is not being administered as well as it could.
Well, I mean, I guess what I think is going on, and what has been the problem for us a lot of the time, is just, like, you know, shitty wires that were buried 15 years ago are just fine for cable TV, right? But their infrastructure and data, that's the only thing I can think of that would make it vary geographically, right? Like, every once in a while, the internet will be for shit at the office, and we'll call them, and they'll be like, "Oh, there's nothing we can do," and then finally it'll get to the point where people's TV is fucked up, and then they'll fix it.
Hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we've got to get Comcast to come out and pretty much rewire the house, because it looks like it's... Like almost everything else in the house, it looks like it was done by somebody who had a basic understanding of how stuff worked, but not a detailed understanding of how it ought to work.
Right.
So there's just, like, cable running all over the outside of the house and splicing all over the place. And
maybe they read that book, How Stuff Works, but not a detailed understanding of how stuff is supposed to work.
Right. Yeah. How Stuff Works for people with short attention spans.
Dr. Motive says, what would you say to a familiar item, the pet in a box that added pounds to initiative? We haven't ever done a familiar that added initiative.
Do people care about initiative?
Well, I think that there are times when people care about initiative. Tomato Bob asked what our favorite playground equipment is. What's your favorite playground equipment, Mr. Skullhead?
I'm still a big fan of swings, if they're proper swings. You know, things you can get, like, 10 feet up on. And
yep. Those are probably the ones that I play with the most as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I was on some swings in Denver. Because I read that book, Swings to Do in Denver When You're Alive.
Or you heard about swinging parties in Denver and you didn't bother to... And you applied the knowledge that you learned in how to understand stuff, but not understand it well enough that you actually know how it works.
Right. Let's see, I read that natural weight cap thing. Landstuhl says, what's your opinion of the LEGO Star Wars games? I like them.
I think my opinion is that I haven't played any of them yet.
Yeah.
But I should. And LEGO Indiana Jones is coming out at some point, and that'll be fun.
I think it came out today, actually, or maybe tomorrow.
I happened to be driving
past Best Buy, and I was like, oh, I should see if that Indiana Jones game is out. And then I went in, and it's like, nope, it's out on the 2nd or the 3rd.
So probably tomorrow.
Are there any other movies out? Like, what movies have come out lately? Since Indiana Jones? Anything that we've actually been waiting for?
No, we're still like a couple of months away on Batman. The new Incredible Hulk comes out in a little bit. And
I like how they just sort of pretended that other Incredible Hulk movie didn't exist.
Yeah. I kind of wish that they had done that with Superman. They might have ended up making a decent movie.
Well, but they still might, right? Like, they could pretend that one didn't exist.
Right.
The Hulk, the one that came out 3 years ago or whatever, four years ago, was just boring. It wasn't like that bad of a movie. It's just, I watched the whole thing and I don't remember anything about it. The Sex and the City movie is out.
Yeah, I've already seen that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was talking to the pretentious artist today, and he said that he saw it and liked it. And then I was like, dude, you're gay.
I went to see it with my wife. We both enjoyed it. And I don't know. I've enjoyed that series, and I don't understand why it has a macho or effeminate rating. I mean, it's a series about some women who date some dudes, who the women complain a lot. But, you know.
They talk about their feelings,
it's
man.
Fun.
And the only tits you ever get to see are goddamn Kim Cattrall's.
Now, occasionally there are just some random tits that don't belong to any of the main cast.
Or in fact, are attached to a body.
No, that very rarely happens.
Are attached to a body.
That aren't attached to a body?
Yeah. But, let's see. Tomato Bob says, transsexual Julia Roberts or 30-year-old B. Arthur?
I'm sure 30-year-old B. Arthur had her charms.
Yeah. And, I mean, for what? Like, if I wanted somebody to hire for my construction crew, probably a transsexual Julia Roberts, because it's a dude.
Right.
And women can't work with a hammer.
The views of Jake are not necessarily the views of anybody, except
what?
Jake.
Oh, come on.
Jake's views are occasionally not even his own.
Let's see. Toku Junzo says, I am happy with all the text tagging updates in the war, but the battlefield counter is not changing, but it used to. Is this a suck it up, or could you please change? I don't know what that means. I don't know what the battlefield counter is. If you're listening to this show, Toko Junzo, ask me again and explain what counter you're talking about. No Hurt Me says, what would you guys rank as your all-time, end-all, be-all favorite video game? I used to say Ocarina of Time. But now I wouldn't say that anymore.
Why wouldn't you say that anymore?
I tried playing it again, and I didn't have a lot of fun with it.
Huh. That's interesting. Jess played that all the way through again recently. And enjoyed it.
The graphics really bother me now, for some reason. I would rather play A Link to the Past, and I would actually make it through A Link to the Past if I sat down to try to play it again, I think.
Yeah, Link to the Past is very fun, and remains so. So it's more that a 3D game should have better graphics than that, but once you get back to like the 8-bit, 16-bit style, it's not as obviously lacking, maybe?
I don't know. I don't know what my problem was exactly. When I tried playing Ocarina of Time on like that GameCube port that came with the Wind Waker or whatever.
Right.
It was like some pre-order bonus for Wind Waker, and it was hard to look at. Everything was, like, blurry, and it was difficult to tell what anything was, and the camera was frustrating, and it was, like, I don't know. I needed more patience at that point to play it, I think, than I have now.
Yeah, my experience with Ocarina of Time was pretty much running around in circles trying to find the damn tree for, like, 20 minutes, and then I decided to stop.
Right. Poncho Sweater says, what are your thoughts about making an NS-15, and why does the game end at level 13, but you can keep getting skills until level 15? Well, it ends at level 13 for the same reason that it ended at level 11 when we first put its engine in, which was that we realized that we just really didn't have enough content for a 15-level game if you were going to be doing it over and over again. And we still don't, I don't think. Just because it takes so many turns to level from 13 to 15.
I think you NS-15 still,
is way, way out.
Yeah, I think you still get skills up to 15 because some people find it amusing to continue to level up. And
yeah,
you know.
And I mean, I always kind of conceived it as 15. I mean, because 15 is like 200 main stat, and that worked out pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And the formula was chosen with those little weird additions at the bottom end, so that would be the case. And all right. A lot of these questions came in because we were out of questions on the Thursday show.
Yeah.
Hopefully, there will be enough stuff going on in the next couple of weeks that there will be more stuff to talk about on these radio shows. There's going to be a lot of questions about the item of the month, probably, but I don't know how much spoilage we want to do. Tomato Bob says, man, I hope Chumbawamba comes after Corner Shop. Chumbawamba comes before Corner Shop, alphabetically.
Right.
That's how I selected the songs, man.
Do you have any Chumbawamba?
I think Tub Thumping.
I have. Somebody sent me that entire album, and that somebody was a store where I purchased it legally, but it's not bad. But then again, it's also not something I've been listening to frequently. Just like, oh, this is actually kind of good, even compared to Tub Thumping, and then I just kind of never listened to it again. So, what I'm saying is, if you want to hear all of Chumbawamba's album once, that'll probably do you.
Okay. Istanbul says, any chance we'll see a summoning Librem that lets us summon jelly beans this coming February? More colors equals more variety and effects. I don't know, we've already kind of made the jelly bean joke, and the next book will probably be a tome, because it's the only one that we don't have two of at this point.
Right.
And, it'll be the Tome of Popsicle Summoning. No. No, it won't.
It'll be the Tome of Fondue Summoning.
Italian shaved ice.
You'll have different cheeses and different meats. I was just trying to go for an opposite on the temperature scale.
Oh, I see.
The Tome of Wing Summoning. Barbecue, buffalo, garlic,
spicy,
parmesan.
Spicy garlic parmesan. I like some garlic parmesan wings every once and again.
Hmm.
Let's see. Red Mage 13 says, so I'm considering moving away from America, preferably to Antarctica or TMA2 or somewhere similarly far. Where the hell is TMA2?
I don't know. It sounds like a planet or something.
But it's due to the stupidity and the stupidity contained in this article. And it's about some sort of Rachel Ray supporting terrorism with a scarf.
Yeah. So she's wearing a paisley scarf, and people are like, oh my god, she's supporting terrorists. That's kind of hilarious. Because everybody who wears that kind of scarf is Yasser Arafat. It's true.
That, the article does contain the phrase hate couture, though, which is kind of funny.
I hate. Okay. There's one thing you can count on conservative commentators for. It's coming up with clever names for things. Yeah, that was an astonishingly stupid story, but it's also one that, like, clearly there's a lunatic fringe who likes to create drama out of absolutely nothing, and if you don't pay attention to them, they tend to fade back into the woodwork.
LOTE says, hey, how about a way to tell which items are consumed in combat and which aren't, other than just testing them, or do you want people to do that? I mean, I don't really think that there are any really hard-to-get consumable combat items. I mean, I feel like, in general, one needs to just assume that combat items are consumed and be pleasantly surprised if they're not. Black Sand V says, hey guys, any chance of a new description for the pail? This is an ordinary metal pail. Frankly, it pales in comparison to most descriptions.
Ho-ho, ha-ha. I could add a joke about being beyond the pale in it. But, is it beyond the pale or beyond the P-A-L-E?
But it's interesting that by kicking the bucket, you go beyond the pale.
Right. I've always thought that beyond the pale meant indecent, though. Not dead.
I don't know. Let's look it up.
You just got really, really quiet.
Sorry, my arm is getting tired.
Man,
I have a hand cranked microphone. It's powered by a hand crank.
So you went from having the little cyborg implant in your ear to something you have to hold in your hand.
Yep.
That's unfortunate.
Sean Clannery says, is there any possibility of changing chrome/asbestos/linoleum items such that when smashed they occasionally produce ore again? Nah, you can't unrefine ore. Just like you can't unscramble an egg.
Or unscrew a light bulb. Oh, wait, you can unscrew a light bulb. That's the difference between a light bulb and a pregnant woman. Never mind.
The difference between a light bulb and a pooch. Scarfeden says, how is it that when I reach into a lich's pocket, I manage to steal its face? Does it keep us?
I thought we made that abundantly clear.
Let's see. Lure Dragon says, because I like to ruin things for other people, finding oyster eggs in the McMillican Cuddy subzone counts toward duck kills to complete the side quest. Weird.
Entirely.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will the knob shaft ever be necessary to adventure in? Nah. I don't want to remind people that I made that knob shaft joke.
Right. But, I mean, there's a point to, I mean, you can get ore out of there. Is the equipment you get from that ore any good?
Probably not.
Hmm. Can you do?
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, I was a little worried about the great tit feather.
Did somebody find that offensive?
I don't know.
I would find it strange that somebody found it offensive. It's a jerk. It's a jerk that bird watchers make.
Right, right. Board watchers.
Mm-hmm. They make jerks.
I don't know. I'm hardly ever nervous about something that I write, you know, that it's going to be offensive or whatever.
And you were nervous about that?
I was a little nervous about that.
I was nervous about the frequency with which people can commit suicide and the gains that you get from doing so.
And committing suicide is a cockroach, isn't it? Yeah. Plus, it's not like there were mothers groups screaming about the Twilight Zone.
Right.
There probably were.
I'm sure. Actually, the one that made me uncomfortable was there's one where you actually use a gun to shoot yourself in to blow your head off, and that's Jack Thompson wouldn't be very thrilled with that.
We should make a new game that you play the game by rapidly killing yourself and reincarnating.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way of doing damage to enemies is the sort of the heat generated by the exothermic reincarnation process.
Isn't there a game like that?
Oh, there's that Japanese game where Riff explained it to me. It's not really like you're killing yourself. It just looks like it. It's something that you use to extract things from your brain by shooting yourself in the head with some kind of spirit extractor gun or something. I don't know. Sinead O'Collander says, just curious if the egg drop rate in the Hidden City is lower than in other areas, or if things have been changed so it's not dependent on how long you're in a given area. That's the same rate everywhere. The egg drop soup in the Hidden City, however, is far more delicious than the egg drop soup in other areas.
Mm-hmm. And the 100-year-old eggs.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Some bloke says, does the goatskin umbrella actually meatsmith into something else? Maybe. Maybe you'll find out in the future. Frankenbean says, reminder, boxes of sunshine and your messages like candy hearts. Thank you for your consideration. Yeah, yeah. Something that I need to do. Just give you have that generate a chat event.
Happy Dan says, in some RPG games, there are some enemies you randomly encounter that if you don't kill them quickly enough, they run away. Would you ever consider having such a monster in KOL? That is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I was actually just thinking about that I'm always thinking about different combat mechanics and stuff. And the whole, like a bomb that you have to do enough cold damage to it in the first two or three rounds to put the fuse out, or else it blows up and you don't get any drops from it or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you put it out, you get a bomb that becomes your friend, and it can just keep blowing up and then falling back in from the sky after it blows up, like in Paper Mario.
I was going to say, like in Paper Mario? Yes.
Mecha says, rather than just having a number of chef staves, how about having staves that give 1 to 3 extra equipment slots for equipping special talismans to give various mechanics and bonuses? Okay. While things like that are kind of cool, adding extra equipment slots is just kind of a giant hassle now, and we don't want to do any more of that.
Yeah, we had that whole sticker thing we were talking about
It didn't work very well, because the whole you not being able to unequip the weapons that you put it on. That was what Pulverize was originally supposed to be. It was you smashing stuff into stickers that you would then put on your equipment. It's basically just buffs. Right.
That's what happens when we stray from World of Warcraft and like Legend of Zelda gameplay and try to do something that's like Final Fantasy. We decide that it's way too complicated and not as much fun as we thought.
It wasn't that complicated, it just didn't make any sense narratively that, like, oh, you unequip your sword and all the stickers fall off and blow away in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
That was really how it was going to work. Son of Beckett, go ahead and send a bug report about your store shipment that's missing. I'm guessing that there was a brief period of time at the beginning of the year when orders through the PayPal store just didn't show up for a little while. And so we've had to rely on people telling us what they ordered, because we don't have any way of looking back through the history of what the actual order is, as far as I know, which sucks. It doesn't generate any sort of permanent record other than an email. which is the email is what we use to process the store orders. So anyway, there was a brief period of time where PayPal's servers weren't sending out any email. So submit a bug report, let Sly know what you ordered, and we'll get that taken care of as soon as possible.
And please,
I mean, she's been nobody. There hasn't been a time since Comic-Con of last year, I don't think, where packages have been more than a week or 2 weeks sitting ordered without getting shipped.
Yeah, please don't wait 6 months to complain about something like that, because we really, really want to send you your stuff and for you to have it, so don't wait. Run, don't walk. You know, somebody pointed out an interesting thing about the llama. The text at the end of going through a gong cycle assumes that you have a llama, so it's either in your terrarium or on you.
Oh, yeah.
And neither of us thought that, even as we were saying, people need to be able to trade the gongs and use them. Never thought about not having the llama with you at all.
Yeah. Okay, I think that I can fix that. I think that I can fix that. I guess it could just say... Yeah, because what does it say for your familiar's name? Oh, you know, I think it's probably giving you your current familiar's name all the time anyway.
It doesn't give you a name at all.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good then.
It uses your name. It calls you by name, but it just says your llama.
I see.
It's your llama.
Let's see. Glebe says, do stick-on eyebrow piercings not work on gremlins? They probably do not. They were not meant to really do anything optimal. So, or particularly useful. Hoshino Kabi says, can you add another plus fire damage hat to the game? I can't attain fire in hardcore. How am I supposed to practice Momoka Mentum without a plus hot damage hat? How Momoka Mentum works.
What the hell is Momoka Mentum?
I think it's a joke about optimal play.
Hmm.
There are probably some hot damage hats in Hobopolis. Although, it's going to be hard to do that in hardcore.
Everything's hard in hardcore. That's the point. Yeah.
Huh? What?
The
Void says, when pickpocketing with temporary blindness, you can still see the item you find, and it can tell the monsters he slash she slash it slash they. Well, yeah, you're reaching into its pocket. You can tell its gender without even seeing it.
Right.
That's right, boys and girls. You are groping the monster's genitals when you pick their pockets. You heard it here.
And then you're taking a gun and shooting yourself in the head.
Yeah. You know, I did edit out a couple of, asshole.
Yeah,
I edited a couple
of
assholes. We haven't ever... It was like a big deal the one time when we used the word asshole in an item description, and then we took it out, so I don't know. I'm getting soft in my old age, man.
I think it's important in the guy with the singing asshole, because that's more of a direct quote.
Yeah. If I hadn't, I would have said butthole, but that almost seems worse.
How about bunghole?
Singing ass, yeah, sing bunghole, that's good. A singing ass seems more Ace Ventura than William S. Burroughs.
Right.
And I thought that as I did it, I just sang it. Yeah, I think bunghole is bunghole will work. I don't know why. I don't know why I put asshole in that tier with fuck rather than the tier with bastard, you know?
Because ass is certainly... So ass is not as offensive as asshole.
Well, I mean, the FCC certainly thinks so.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Beavis and Butthead couldn't say asshole.
I mean, I guess if somebody was going to rub something on me, I'd rather it be an ass than an asshole.
Yeah.
And that's how I usually go, that's how I usually decide how obscene something is.
Right, so you'd rather... somebody rub a bitch on you than a fuck.
Then some shit, surely.
Oh, nice. Okay. But that's the thing. How do you rub fuck on someone? How exactly do you rub fuck on someone?
Oh, I'll tell you. Actually, no.
I haven't watched Donnie Darko in a while. You know what I watched today and, well, I watched half of yesterday and half of today was The Illusionist. Have you seen The Illusionist?
I saw it on an airplane. I saw it on an airplane with no volume, and I still thought it was kind of dumb.
Yeah. It looked really neat, mm-hmm. and it was actors that I like a lot, and the production values were really high, and the dialogue was pretty good, but it was still kind of a bad movie.
I thought the plotting was just kind of... There's a certain kind of movie that's going, oh, we're working up to a big twist, and you think of... Like, 10 minutes in, you think of something that the movie could be working up towards, and it turns out to be that at the end. Like,
I mean,
that was the giant twist.
I never figure out the twists in movies. I just don't, and I don't think it's because I'm, like, not as smart as the people who do. I mean, no offense to people who think they're really smart because they always figure out the twists in movies. I think I just don't watch movies like that.
Hmm.
You know, it didn't even occur to me that there was going to be a twist ending to this. And then I got kind of angry with the extent to which I was just sort of beaten over the head with it in the last... When the last, like, you know, minute and a half of a movie is just, you know, some secondary character going, wait a second, and then, like, a montage of everything that would have... You know?
Yeah.
It worked in The Usual Suspects, and that was it. You know?
Yeah. Did you see The Prestige? So that was something I watched again recently. You should see The Prestige. It's a far, far better movie.
Who's in it?
Christian Bale and Hugh Jackman and Michael Caine.
Huh.
And Charlotte Johansson.
The synopsis of The Illusionist on Rotten Tomatoes begins with, "In a world..."
Excuse me.
Huh. Never quite of its parts, this would-be intelligent thriller coasts by on strong supporting performances from Giamatti, Sewell, and Beale. Yeah. It was a little weird that those two movies came out at the same time. It's like,
yeah.
That kind of...
I mean, Paul Giamatti will always be worth watching in just about anything, but it's better to see him in a better movie.
Did you ever see Lady in the Water?
I did, and the rest of the world can go fuck themselves. Because I watched Lady in the Water with Jess and Sly. And we all went out of there going, wow, that was actually kind of good. I'm better than The Village, and definitely a sign that M. Night Shyamalan's on the right track, and he's, you know, made this great movie. We were all feeling great as we walked out of it, and then all the reviews are just like, oh my god, total embarrassment for M. Night Shyamalan. What a prick to even make this movie. So, yeah, that confused me. Have you seen it?
I haven't. I haven't seen The Village either. Hmm. I've seen enough stuff making fun of The Village that I know exactly what's going on now, though, so it just wouldn't be.
And I didn't think the point of The Village was the twist. I think people are just like, oh, M. Night Shyamalan movie, where's the big twist? Oh, that was your big twist, huh, Mr. Shyamalan? That one, yeah. I think people have this weird aversion to his movies because of a set of perceptions that I don't think are true. So, yeah. I don't think that the twists were the point of The Village. And, yeah, I think it's worth watching. But not as much as The Prestige.
I liked Unbreakable.
Yeah.
It was no Sixth Sense, but...
I mean, nothing that he's made since The Sixth Sense has been as good, but... I think I've enjoyed pretty much every movie you put out.
A deadhead says, "May I send a Mr. Store item from a now OxyCore account to a SoftCore multi for use and not to sell?" Yeah, I don't really think that anything in the policies would stop you from doing that. Drizzle says, I am just now listening to the Thursday show, and I was wondering why in the fuck you would buy anything from Dell and not from, say, Newegg. Well, okay, so, say, Newegg. Say Newegg is an example of a bunch of other sites, and tell me what those other sites are, because Newegg didn't have the hard drive that I wanted, and when I looked it up, which I did using, like, Frugal, Dell was the only place that had it at any kind of reasonable price. I would like to avoid another experience like I had buying those hard drives from Dell that I was discussing, but I would also like to know where I can find the particular hard drives that I'm looking for that is not Dell and is not also, you know, an extra $200 or $300 a drive.
Yeah.
So, Newegg is on a list that contains Newegg, comma, what, and what. That's what I want to know. Dragonblade629 says, what are you going to do about the Moxie classes, them being too powerful, I'm referring to? Maybe making it easier for Postomancers to use the walk would be a start. And then, what exactly will be in the Clan Rumpus Room basement? Come on, please give us a hint. Well, high-level content in which Moxie classes are super underpowered. So what we're going to do to balance Moxie classes in the speed game is to make them suck at everything but the speed game.
Right. I really do suck at this game, because every time I play a Moxie class, I just get super frustrated at not ever being able to hit anything, ever, and just can't wait until I'm done with the run. Like, it wouldn't strike me that Moxie classes have any kind of advantage.
I mean, pickpocket is huge.
Right. I mean, that said, the only kind of advantage that I can imagine is the advantage of dealing a whole bunch of damage at one blow, which is certainly not what people in the speed game are looking for.
Right. He says, also, apparently, Google.com, you know, you can buy Dell servers cheaper from serversupply.com than Dell.com. I don't know, man. I for the servers, I really wanted the warranty that we have on the servers. Mm-hmm. That's what I really wanted. They might be getting close to... I don't remember how long the warranty was. How long the service plan was on those. I need to look into that.
So if the game completely collapses sometime in the next 24 hours, it's because the warranty just ran out. And the servers are just imploding.
They would have to both implode at the same time for it to be a real problem.
You just said that out loud.
Yeah, I know. Man, I was reading about this. The data center in Texas where our dedicated servers used to be before we moved to the colo here in Phoenix, there was an explosion at that data center that it didn't destroy any server hardware, but it knocked them out of commission for like a week so far, I think, is what I read. So yeah. This was a good move because everything in Texas is on fire. Only stay here if every other hotel in Daytona Beach is on fire. That's the review I should have read. LOTE says, and this is kind of interesting, how about making Hobopolis and all clan purchases in the form of goodie bags? That way there'd be a reason for warfare, but it could still be avoided if you just kept the meat in the coffer. I mean...
So you convert everything into goodie bags, and before you can spend it, somebody attacks you?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying, that, like, making it so there's something that you can buy with goodie bags that you can't buy with meat would be... And maybe you can't buy anything with goodie bags if it's been less than 24 hours since you purchased goodie bags. Say. That'd be funny. But I would think that, you know, we would want to make it so you could buy stuff that wasn't such a big deal content-wise that everybody wants to see it, you know, because not everybody wants to do clan versus clan versus clan versus clan.
Right. Apocalypse Throb suggests that Holder of Secrets be blacklisted from the collection leaderboards, which is kind of true.
Does he have more than one of most things?
No, but you don't have to. If it picks an item that only he has.
Oh, how many items are there that only he has?
There shouldn't be too many, but, just saying.
Yeah, if it's actually spoiling unreleased content. Yeah. Fred Levi says, if you happen to get spice from your spice ghost while also getting a bounty item, there's no line break between X of X found and getting the spice message. I don't think that that's true anymore. I think that I fixed that.
I really need
it's
to
possible
go through the typo thread again. It's been a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah. iClubU says, hey, Jack, I think that guy asked you if you wanted a home theater because, remember, you look like a fucking drug dealer. Oh, yeah.
Not so much anymore, and I don't know why. I think
really?
That's... Yeah, I think your ponytail's gotten long enough that it's more...
I also don't... The time when that really happened a lot is when I was, like, actually dressing up to go places, and mm-hmm. so I would always slick my hair back with gel, and I put it in the ponytail because I, you know, my frizzy temple hairs were apparently an abomination to polite society. Mm. I've decided to stay the fuck away from polite society for the last few years. You hear that, polite society?
That's
eat my
what I
balls.
Think of you. It's weird to... You're still always more dressed up on any given day than I am. Because I tend to wear shirts that our company makes. And jeans or jean shorts.
I mean, I think it's just because I have a tendency to wear button-down shirts just day to day.
Yeah.
Because I prefer button-down shirts to t-shirts.
Well, I kind of do, and I have a decent collection of nice, comfortable button-downs, but they all need to be ironed.
Oh, God, yeah. I do not keep any shirts that need to be ironed. Or maybe I do, but I just don't iron them. I don't bother to. Like, I haven't ironed any clothes in. Like, I bust out the iron every time somebody in my family dies, basically. Mm-hmm. I have to, anyway. What I ought to do, is just, I finally got my suit dry cleaned. I hadn't had it really cleaned ever. It's like 10 years old. But I'd only worn it three or four times, right? So, I don't know how often you're really supposed to have... Are you supposed to have dress pants dry cleaned every time you wear them?
I doubt it. Especially,
you know,
with underpants.
Ridiculously expensive, yeah.
Yeah, all that's ever touching is your lower thighs and calves.
I don't have sweaty calf syndrome. Mm-hmm. Or sacrificial calf syndrome.
I have golden calf syndrome.
Sargi says, can we have more pizza choices? I don't know. There are only three pizzas. There are only three kinds of pizza worth eating in real life. I don't know why the game should be any different.
And that's pizza with pepperoni, goat cheese, or mushrooms.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked the idea of being able to combine ingredients for the pizzas, but in a world where you can't dynamically create items, that would be kind of labor-intensive on our end.
Yeah.
Like, I could see if we had some kind of system wherein pepperonis granted X amount of moxie or, you know, whatever, and then you could just pile them all on a pizza and eat it.
Yeah.
And the game would figure out what the pizza did for you.
You know, we could do that after a fashion. Hmm. What we could do is... This is interesting. Okay, so you still have to make the pizza crust, right? Plain pizza becomes pizza crust, and then you have to use some sort of pizza oven. You don't ever actually create the item; you just use the pizza oven and then eat the pizza. Because that way, you could put whatever you wanted on the pizza, right? Kind of like the Heraldic taco cube that we were talking about before, but. Huh. That's kind of an interesting idea, actually, because it would allow us to you know, come up with as many individual pizza recipes as we were willing to describe without having to actually create items for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you could have up to like four ingredients, maybe. That'd be interesting. I don't know where the pizza oven would go.
Yeah. Because the campground is still pretty full.
Yeah.
We'll make it a quest item.
And, you know, it could just be... It could be an item that you use in your inventory. You know what it could be? You know what it could be? Is it could be in the cook stuff page. Like if you have, you know, you could change your easy cook oven into pizza cooking mode if you have pizza, if you have a pizza crust in your inventory.
That's really interesting.
I don't know. You know, it's more complicated. I don't know if it, we've got another one of those threads about is the game too overwhelming to new players. I feel like the people who think that the game is overwhelming to new players are players who have been playing for a long time and then look at the thousands of items in their inventory and realize that they don't remember what most of them do.
Right.
You know, I've been, stuff like this keeps coming up. I've been wondering if it wouldn't be worthwhile to do some kind of, like, tip of the day when you log in or something, just to, like, a place for us to give. I feel like because we pay attention to the people who read the forums, I don't want to say we give the player base too much credit, but I think that we tend to operate under the assumption that people know stuff that they don't necessarily know.
Right.
You know, so a tip when you logged in, if it was like in your first week of play, say, that says, remember what the tutorial said, eating food and drinking booze gives you more turns to play. You know, and if you get stuck on a quest, eat a fortune cookie, because people don't remember that.
Right.
The fortune cookies kind of, in my mind, they made it so there's no real ground for the statement, you have to look at the wiki to play the game. You know, because you just don't. Like, if you want a sort of tabulated understanding of every mechanical aspect of something without figuring it out and making that chart yourself, then yeah, you have to go to the wiki, but that's how everything works, right? You know,
yeah.
It's a,
but to
I'm trying to think
to
what else we would
game.
Put in the tip of the day thing. Telling people about the radio show might be interesting too.
Right.
I keep thinking that I will you know, just a rotating set of tips on the login page that appeared in the same box as the announcements. That would be fairly innocuous. You want to take a music break?
Yeah, we'll take a little mid-show break. We'll be back in roughly 12 or 13 minutes.
Okay.
It's empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams. Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. When the city sleeps and I'm the only one to walk out there.
J.R. Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, damn all these beautiful girls. They only wanna do you dirt. They'll have you suicidal, suicidal. When they say it's over.
When the night has come and the land is dark,
Alright, we're back online, back on the air, and in Minneapolis, it's 9/11. Never forget that.
Never forget, man.
No, never.
So I got some tiny little speakers that I plugged into the headphone output on my computer, so now I can hear you without it being deafening and right in my ear.
Ah, excellent. And then...
Of course, now you're too quiet for me to hear at all.
Well, I could get louder, but I've been keeping it down a little bit because you were, according to Facilibon, you were more quiet than I was when we started.
You can keep keeping it down, and I'll keep keeping it real.
All right.
Because that's how we roll.
Because we've already established that you don't have to be able to hear me for us to have a successful show.
Ow. I'm just fixing some stuff that I broke earlier today.
Am I supposed to know what Vert is?
Vert is a book. Whoops.
Vertice Verd.
Yeah. Vert's a book by Jeff Noon. It's like this kind of weird cyberpunk-ish kind of trippy sci-fi.
You know, I've read exactly zero cyberpunk books.
Right.
No William Gibson, no Neil Stevenson.
Neil Stevenson really only wrote one cyberpunk book. Mm-hmm. That's good. You'd like Snow Crash. You should read it just so that you'll get the references you see to it.
Yeah, I don't have any objection to them. I just haven't picked them up yet. Our local library is pretty short on modern sci-fi. Pretty short on sci-fi in general. It's the kind of library where you have, like, three or four stacks of romance novels, three or four stacks of mystery novels, and then half a stack of sci-fi and half a stack of horror.
I see. Do they have half a loaf of kung fu in the VHS tape section?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
I think they do still rent VHS tapes. Every time I'm there, there's nobody in the book stacks at all. Just people browsing the DVDs and sitting on the internet.
Hmm.
And this is like the giant downtown library branch where they have theoretically shitloads of interesting books for anybody.
You mispronounced the word library.
I apologize. I apologize. No, I'm pretty sure Indiana Jones didn't say library.
Yeah, okay. I'm content to allow that to be something that I just misheard. Fucking nuclear, though.
Yeah.
Inferno Hero asks a question, time changes pronunciations. It's funny and all how ask is an archaic pronunciation of the word axe, but don't you guys think that things like that will ever happen? It doesn't sound too far-fetched that one day there, and there will all be the same word with three different meanings, with how society is doing with grammar today. I honestly don't know that society is any worse with grammar today than it ever has been. I just think that more people are writing shit down and giving everybody else a chance to see how bad they are at writing shit down.
Right. I don't know, I think the distinction between it's and it is has almost completely vanished. When you can see that on billboards and signs that were obviously professionally printed and are posted in public places, that has pretty much vanished. And I'm afraid that the taller than thing is the next one. I'd never seen that before. Before I did my stint as a student teacher, and now it's just fucking everywhere. Like in the Onion AV Club blogs, which I would expect those guys to be smarter than that, but no.
Huh.
So I'm afraid that we're losing that battle, which is a shame, because that makes me want to strangle a motherfucker in ways that it's an IT apostrophe has never did.
Well, you know, while you were a teacher, you could have made a difference, but now you can't.
No, I was lazier than that.
Yeah. Gramp says, how do you feel about people using Mafia to farm? Will I earn your undying hatred if I do it? I'm begrudgingly tolerant of people using Mafia to farm. You know, I can understand why you do it. I would probably do it if I played the game. You know, if I played KOL, I would probably play it now like I play every other web-based game that I play, which is to log in every few days. You know? And if I could hit a button that was like, oh yeah, I gotta remember to, you know, run my script that does all of my stuff that farms stuff for me in Twilight Heroes, or else those turns are just gonna get burned because I don't have time to play today. You know?
I suppose.
I would do it. I would do it. So, let's see. A deadhead says, hey, could bowl of rye sprouts and a seven ball create the seven seeds of rye when combined? I don't get it.
There's a Queen song called The Seven Seeds of Rye.
Huh.
Then you have Queen's Greatest Hits, don't you?
I don't.
Okay. You should.
Yeah, that two-disc purple thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never have picked it up. I've always meant to.
I think I only have the one volume one that I bought after Wayne's World came out, thinking it had Bohemian Rhapsody on it. And it didn't, and so then I had to download Bohemian Rhapsody and upgrade my Queen's Greatest Hits.
I bought a single of Bohemian Rhapsody.
I wish I had kept some of those. Those would be just interesting conversation pieces.
What, the singles?
Yeah, I had Cotton Eye Joe and She Don't Use Jelly.
Oh, I had Cotton Eye Joe. Single. I didn't have She Don't Use Jelly. I had Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers. What was the name of that? Their song that was like just a medley of early rock.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think somebody... I don't think I ever downloaded it, but in my Gmail I have a whole bunch of Jive Bunny stuff that was released in the UK.
Hmm.
Like, in addition to the one album that you had for a while?
Swing the Mood was the name. I like Glenn Miller.
Oh, me too. Every time I go to a Box Social, I always hope that they play a little Glenn Miller.
What's a Box Social? It sounds like just a polite way of saying gangbang.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Because like an ice cream social was like a party where they had ice cream.
It was a party where they had sex with ice cream.
Yeah. Boy.
Yeah, I'm covered in.
And then beef. Afterwards, they had the free melted ice cream party. Elric the Stupid says, "Have you ever thought of, or have you ever considered having the Mr. A give Canadianity as an intrinsic? If not, you should. We never did because it was impossible for us to put intrinsics on accessories for a long time, and since we fixed it so we can give accessories intrinsics, we haven't bothered to do it. Intrinsics are." They're one of those things that were necessary for a very brief period of time in KOL's history, and so they've sort of... We never think about them. And, like, yeah. There's the, It would be nice if we could just... tag an effect somehow with an infinite duration rather than there being a... The reason that intrinsics were created is because we wanted, like, the initial radio gear to do a bunch of stuff, but it was only possible for an item to have one enchantment at that point. So we did the intrinsics so that they could do more than one thing. And also, you know, because it's more opportunity for a joke, right? Because you write another effect. But there are so many effects and items, you know, can... I've gotten so used to just hand-coding effects for items that the intrinsic is really pretty unnecessary as a game mechanic.
Hmm.
And, yeah. the only thing that I can think of that we would really lose from it is, like, the missing kidney thing. We can also just make that a 10,000 turn effect that you couldn't eyedrop. Or get rid of it anyway. LOTE says, hey, how many adventures get spent per day in total? I don't know. Tens of millions, I think. I might be wrong about that. Yeah, I'm probably wrong about that. Millions? Hundreds of millions?
Billions of dozens.
70? NC Sorcerer says, I still can't understand why we have a long rollover on Saturday night instead of Sunday night. It would make everything better. Well, we looked at what night the fewest people were playing after rollover on, and it was Saturday, so that's why we did it. I don't know what it would be like now, you know. Probably the same, because we've sort of, we've made that a self-fulfilling prophecy, but we chose Saturday based on the data that we had about what would inconvenience the fewest people. And, you know, an individual person who is more inconvenienced by it on Saturday than on another day is obviously going to speak up and say, hey, there should be some other day.
We should just make rollover take the entirety of Saturday from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. And then the Jewish people would quit complaining about missing turns.
That's true. Occasional JD says, Chato Sanchez should totally be a monster in Hobopolis, some kind of dangerous and unwieldy love god. How can a god be unwieldy?
I suppose if it's an idol.
That's kind of funny.
Where
the idol
Chato
Sanchez.
Sanchez come from?
The thing is, I don't think the last name was actually Sanchez. And I don't remember what it was. Somebody had already painted over the part where they listed his last name. And I painted over the last of it on Friday. I did a really terrible job of painting over some of the graffiti in the back. Though I did it, and when the paint dried, you could still read the graffiti. I'm like, huh, that sucks. I just sort of made a frame for them. What I was thinking about doing was getting some gray spray paint to just carefully go over all of their black spray paint, and then a couple months later get a lighter gray spray paint and go over the gray, and then a couple months later get some white spray paint and go over that.
But then, see, the wall is white. It's not white, so...
Yeah, I know.
It'd be kind of self-defeating. Do we not have graffiti-repelling paint yet? Is it not the future yet?
It's just paint that comes with the number for the police department.
Just some kind of paint that's harder to spray paint on, at least. Or easier to paint over once spray painted on, or something.
Yeah, it just sucks that wall is so porous that using a regular paint roller, if you don't use one that's really, really fluffy, it doesn't actually fill in the little holes. So you can still see the outline of the graffiti that's in the little holes, which kind of sucks. Oatgen says, have you heard of Cinematic Titanic? It's like Riff Tracks, but with Joel, Trace, Frank, Mary Jo, and one other guy. I honestly wish that they would just put fucking Mystery Science Theater 3000 back on the air so that there would stop being 30 projects that are just enough like Mystery Science Theater for me to get excited about, but that only consist of two or three episodes.
And I do kind of wonder what rift happened between the two camps that they couldn't just... I mean, unless somehow the Sci-Fi Channel owns the rights to the Mystery Science Theater concept, even though they never air any old episodes anymore, why they wouldn't just start doing the direct-to-DVD or the digital distribution Mystery Science Theater episodes.
I mean, are there pairings of those people that never work together now? Because I didn't think that there were. I thought that...
Mike and Joel, I believe. And I don't think Trace has ever been on Riff Tracks.
Oh, I didn't think that it was Joel. Okay, I guess I was mixed up. I guess it wouldn't make any sense for Joel and Mike to do the same. Well, so that's more different than I thought it was. But was Joel was still writing when Mike was hosting, right?
No, Joel left when Mike started hosting.
Huh. I was under the impression that there like wasn't that was amicable.
That's what everything I've read said, but then, you know, you never see those two guys in the same room. Maybe they're actually the same guy.
Yeah.
In different outfits. I'll tell you one thing that's depressing is seeing the guys from Mystery Science Theater now and how old they are.
I mean, Mike Nelson didn't look that old last year.
See, when I saw him at Comic-Con last year with Kevin Murphy and the other guy, and the professor and Marianne, I was kind of taken aback by how old they looked.
But see, I didn't...
I guess that's because they're frozen in time for me 10 years ago.
Crow and Tom Servo, I had never seen what those guys looked like, so I was like, oh, okay, they're old.
No,
but I feel like they're significantly older than him.
Yeah, they're in the sketches all the time. Or at least some of the time. I guess I hadn't seen Kevin Murphy... No, he was in some of the sketches on the last season on the Sci-Fi Channel, but then I forget that was like 97 or 98. So, yeah, I was struck by how old Mike looked myself. But.
Huh. I did not get that myself. I did not get that amount. You know, that happens to me sometimes when I see people and I'm like, damn, that guy is old now. But he didn't look all that different. I really think that he is probably just the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's just weird how friendly he is. It was neat. You didn't go to the Stone Brewery with us, did you?
No, I missed that thing.
They did the screening of the Riff Tracks of Battlefield Earth. Mike was there to introduce it and give away a couple shirts, and then he left. They played the movie, so it was...
He probably watched that movie way more times than he ever wanted to, just making the Riff Tracks, so...
Yeah, yeah. That movie was fucking god-awful.
I still haven't seen it even with the Riff Tracks. I still haven't seen any Riff Tracks, any movies with any Riff Tracks, and should really do something
about that. Yeah, I don't really... We talked about this last year, but I don't really understand how they do it, because the movie sound shut off while they were talking.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't seem like you'd be able to do that at home.
Right.
No, so I don't know if...
You just have to keep turning up the volume of your MP3, whatever.
Yeah. Mini Johnny says, hello, would it be possible to have the combat action bar be available on non-combat adventures with all options but the adventure again button grayed out? The bar is a godsend for people who only play on laptops with a trackpad, and it'd be really nice to be able to adventure again on non-combats by using the bar. You can, if you have the combat action bar turned on, you can use the backtick to adventure again. That's documented somewhere. It's just if you happen to have... Adventure again mapped to a key, that key won't work. Also, choice adventures, you can hit 1, 2, 3, or 4 to select the first, second, third, or fourth choice, but in random order.
Right.
That's a little less useful. It changes per character per day. So if you come to the conclusion that hitting 2 picks choice 4 on one particular adventure, it will continue to do so until... for an entire period of 24 hours, but the point at which that period of 24 hours ends and the next one begins is random. That's funny, because it really can't be.
Right, I was going to say. I don't think you know what that means.
Discworldian says, in case you ever needed inspiration for a new familiar, a dodo could be really cute, and its Dutch name translates neatly as loathing bird. That would be Valgvogel, in case you care. Or a Walgvogel or Valgwogel. I'm not sure how the Dutch pronounce W's and V's.
Right. And I need to know, because I now need to use that word in my everyday speech.
Right. Deadhead says, exotic parrot messages double fire if equipped with an ant sickle, as in, it sits on your shoulder and ignores you and also reaps extra meat from your foe. Oh, weird. Tom93 says, on Congregate, the main, if not only, point of leveling up is to get into the card game beta, which you can only get into once you're level 14. The card game's not bad, but you quickly realize that the cards you've worked so hard on earning are useless because everyone uses the random all-cards deck. This was a real exciting question. Huh. I'm not going to work hard at leveling up in Congregate. I play the games. I believe I've gotten all the badges except one of them that have come out since I've been playing on Congregate, but I'm not going to... I mean, all the cards, but I'm not going to go for all the hard badges. I don't want to... there's nothing, no amount of incentive, no Skinner box ever constructed is large enough to make me spend 3 hours playing a game that I don't like.
Right.
You know. Petit Willow says, here's a question I just came up with while purchasing my new Llama 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 Kriya Familiar. Do Mr. Ace get destroyed or just sent to Jix account after purchases? And thanks for the new familiar. Keep up the great work. They get destroyed.
Actually, we recycle them.
they go into a pile where they're handed to the next person who donates.
Yeah.
RedMage13 says, I'm loving the Vert reference in the new stuff. Yeah, I thought people would be excited about that. Who understood it? It's Vert, it centers around people using these... it's like this sort of shared virtual reality world that you go into by sticking these different colored feathers down your throat.
Huh.
The premise is so ludicrous that I really think the guy just had a dream about something and then decided to write the novel into a dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's the kind of thing that makes sense in a dream, right? Oh, right, it's this alternate world that you go into by gagging yourself with a feather.
I said it's particularly nasty weather.
Disky says, does flyering work on the monster level at the beginning of combat, or the monster level present when it's applied? That's a good question. Let's check and see what the answer to that is. Looking in the Spindler for you. Oh. Unfortunately, there are no items whose names contain flyer with a bracket at the end of them. It bases it on the monster's power at the beginning of a fight. So, de-leveling prior to flyering a monster does not hurt you in any way. I've worked pretty hard to make it so de-leveling a monster is never disadvantageous. Blizzbob says, I see no savvy pirate. This is disappointing. There aren't any SC pirates at all anymore, are there? Weren't they all in the,
In the old...
Cove with the non-combats?
Possibly. No, you still get a sassy pirate every now and again, I thought.
Oh.
And a smarmy pirate.
Oh, okay. Maybe they're,
I think they're all in the cove before it opens.
Okay. Savvy was not a pirate word before Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right. It is a word that... It's a word that means something different than the rest of the SE words that we would use. Like a savvy pirate, I would think of as different than like a sassy pirate.
Really?
Yeah. It's certainly different from like a slimy pirate. It's not full of salve.
Okay.
Like a sassy pirate is full of sass. A smarmy pirate is full of smarm.
Right. What a swarthy pirate is full of swart.
Right. A savvy pirate is just smart.
I'm trying to think if there's, let's see. Shady. A shady pirate is not full of shade. A shifty pirate is not full of shift. Although the shady pirate has a nice wide-brimmed hat. Yeah.
Let's see, we got, This looked like this was going to be an interesting question, and then it kind of peters out.
Which one was that?
Do you want to talk about this? Don Katsu says, you've said that there's no problem with Mr. Thor items being required to ascend fast, but how much faster than ascending with non-Mr. Thor stuff? At what point do you say, okay, we love our donators, but this is too good?
Well, the thing is, you know, you don't have to donate to get Mr. Thor items. And I feel like... I don't think there is a certain point at which the sort of mechanical advantage of having a Mr. Thor item should be capped out, right? But that point kind of has to keep creeping up,
mm-hmm.
just because that's the way games like this work. You know, the next big thing can't be the same size as the previous 40 big things. You know, and you know, I don't think that there's anything wrong with Mr. Thor stuff being basically required to do competitive softcore and hardcore runs. A, because there is always bad moon for people who really want that kind of purist competition. And B, because you don't ever have to donate. There are people who every month get the item of the month and they don't donate at all. You know, the fact that they're tradable, you can get them whenever you want. Where did you see that question?
It's right around where you were reading, I think. Unless I went down like a screen from where you were reading.
I see. Xmoodex says, just thought I'd say that the familiar sucks ass, but I have to admit that the gong stuff is pretty damn good. Good job. Also, small request. Is there any chance that you can make the plural for the item of the month, Lorenzo Llama Llamas? I am of the opinion that jokes in the plurals of items should be used sparingly. That's the opinion that I'm of. Asshole.
It's, yeah, I resist the urge to do it with everything. But anything that ends in an A is going to get the AE plural for me, right, rather than an S. And a lot of the things that are plural, like pair of pants, are going to get the Gollum plural.
Right.
But I don't think of those so much as jokes now, but just kind of tropes.
Right. SF Warlock says, Dear Chicken Crew, please, please, please move the logout link where it can't be hit by people trying to click on the island link, or possibly add confirmation. Thanks. Yeah, you know, the full mode top menu doesn't really ever see any improvement because I hate full mode so much. One way that you can avoid doing it is by, using compact mode.
Right. Yeah, I don't think I used full mode at all. I don't think my account has had full mode turned on since compact mode was devised.
A lot of people don't like navigating via those drop downs.
Those people are wrong. I'm just saying.
Samus 74 says, I know you folks have talked about this before, however, I believe there is in fact something going on with the junkyard. Yeah, there is. In trying to fix something with the subzone crap, I broke something else even more worse.
Worser.
Yeah. Pane says, Dear whoever's on the radio tonight, I finished my master's thesis today. Yay, I'm a master.
Soon the world will call you master. Yeah, congratulations. Nobody ever calls me master.
Oh, yeah. I always forget that you have a master's degree.
So do I. I hope that you got your master's degree in something more useful than I did.
Naked Juice says, Thankfully, it's just a regular mole, not a naked mole. Think how embarrassing that would be. Oh, no, it would not. Look, the fact that you're not embarrassed about being naked doesn't mean that being naked isn't embarrassing, a naked Jew. It just means that you have no shame.
Right. But you already knew that.
Jalandi says, Are you guys going to lower the price of the 2008 calendar in the store, or are you still getting lots of orders for the full-price calendar? I don't actually know how many of those we're selling. I guess it would make sense to start selling them cheaper.
Yeah.
I think that we have made back what we spent on those. We had to sell half of them, and I think we did sell half of them.
I'm pretty sure you probably sold more than half. But we could substantially discount them, like sell them at cost. Especially as the year winds down. the ones that we have left, just for people to see the artwork.
Yeah.
Yeah, the deadline has come and gone yesterday, I guess, was the deadline for handing in entries to this year's calendar contest. So I'll be putting those together and figuring out how to get them to you and to the rest of the office so that you guys can vote on which ones you like.
Oh, right, right. Do you think that were there enough submissions? Do you think that we're
I'm not sure, but I think so.
Okay.
I think once again I've gotten maybe half of the people who signed up turning something in.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we'll be able to pull something out of it.
But I mean, in your opinion, is there at least one submission for every month that's good enough?
I'm sure that there is. I haven't aggregated anything yet. A lot of them are in my Gmail in Photoshop, a PSD form, so I haven't actually gone to look at some of them yet. But yeah, we have a calendar for sure. If you're
a deadhead in a list of things that I'm not going to read most of, says we need to have the same thing that exists on the clan page, with showing whether a player is online or online and in chat, but on the player profile page. Do it. That's actually a pretty good idea. It used to be that it would have been really expensive to check for that in terms of the database, but then Xenophobe pulled some wizardry a little while ago that made that a little easier to deal with. Neon Rev says, why don't the monsters in the daily dungeon scale? That's not a bad suggestion.
Hmm. That would make it a little less painful to have to go in there.
Yeah. Cheese Dude says, thank you for the llamas, lean items, and hardcore for the pixie lacking among us. Thanks again. Not that the rest of the content for the llama isn't also stupendous. If you could undo one event in the Kingdom's past besides bug meat and the database drop, what would it be? Huh. I don't know. I don't know. I'm pretty happy with everything that we've done. As always.
The roofie. It's not, well, actually, no, if I could undo one thing that's been done with the game, it would be the introduction of the term cleansing the taint.
Oh, come on. So you're okay with the blessing of great tits?
Absolutely.
But not cleansing the taint, man.
I guess, okay. Tit is an acceptable euphemism for boobs.
Yeah.
Whereas the taint is just an ignorant corruption of language.
You mean ignorant?
Ignorant. Shows a lack of physics
says,
to the
what library. The fuck, man? Second time it's happened. I've received beaten up while I still had remaining hit points. It's possible that something got introduced into fight that's giving you some hit points back after you got beaten up. So try and give me details on what you're doing and when it happens. And send a bug report. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, is it still impossible to actively try and obtain an ultra rare? Yeah, basically. Deadhead says, where is the Llama Llama Duck? Is there a Llama Llama Duck?
I don't think so.
And why don't molehill creatures seem to drop anything? That's something that we... A combination of ran out of time and didn't have enough good ideas for.
Yeah.
We felt like it was basically good enough the way that it is.
We should probably rewrite the effect that gives meat drops. If you made it that way.
I did.
Okay, so you did make it so it does drop meat, but it refers to dancing, so.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, we should rewrite that. The Raven effect.
The nice one says, is Hobopolis on pace for... Wait, the Raven effect. Oh, R-A-V-I-N apostrophe.
Right.
Not R-A-V-E-N, okay. That is not the first place we've used that Craven for a Raven phrase. I think that might have showed up in the St. Sneaky Pete's Day, too.
I knew it wasn't, but I couldn't find it anywhere. It's not an adventure title, as far as
right.
I can tell. So... Like, well, it was probably in something else that I wrote, and in a minute a naked Jew's going to tell me what it is. And
The nice one says, is Hobopolis on pace for coming out around the 16th of this month still? I believe so. The list of things left to do is big but manageable. Southwest says, currently losing a connection with a Postomancer combat ghost renders that incarnation of the ghost useless, and the next summon of the same type starts over as a different level 1 ghost. Is this intentional? If so, why did you make that choice? This prevents the ghost from ever being of too much use at all, especially should you decide to change ghosts. Well, I mean, they're sure as hell of more use than they were before they existed, and don't decide to change ghosts if you're not willing to sort of pay that penalty, is how it works. I mean, it is definitely intentional. Yeah. You're making a pact with a you know, spirit, man. You're raising the dead. They're not going to wait around if you decide to hang out with some other zombie or ghost or skeleton or whatever.
And I guess there is an adventure called Craven for a Raven in this Sneaky Pete's Day material.
Yeah, I think it's deprecated though. So that's fine.
Deprecated?
It's okay if we reuse jokes. We just shouldn't use the exact same joke twice in active content. I think the Craven for a Raven is from the glow stick stuff, which is
yeah. So it's no longer
gone.
In there.
Yeah, it's gone now. Okay, there's the Don Katsu's. Keen says, with regards to the skills you can get in Hobopolis, will they be automatically marked hardcore permanent, or will you have to make them permanent in Valhalla? You will have to make them permanent in Valhalla. So if you want the skills hardcore permanent, you're gonna... First of all, there's really no reason for you to want them hardcore permanent, apart from some completionist instinct. But if you want them hardcore permanent, you're gonna have to get the items in hardcore, which is gonna be really fucking difficult, and perm them one run at a time. So they're basically useless in an Ascension context. I will tell you that. Southwest says, in the combat action bar, while under the form of the bird, look for shiny objects is listed as pickpocket. Any way to rebrand that? Yeah. I'll have to have Zeno do it, though. He didn't, he coded that before I had decided what everything was called, and so, that was something that had to be hand-named. Fats Gnal says, the new content is pretty funny, but shouldn't the digital underground dweller be drawn with his humpty nose and glasses? Yes, he should. Yeah, I forgot about the glasses.
I mean, technically, there aren't any glasses referred to in the hit and miss text or the descriptive text.
Right.
So even if Humpty of the Digital Underground wears glasses, this particular Digital Underground dweller doesn't. I think it's alright. I mean, we have half the damn song in the hit and miss messages. That should be enough Digital Underground for anybody.
Mizur Domino says, Jake is a fan of They Might Be Giants, correct? I made an arrangement of Anna Eng, and I was curious if he'd mind if I sent it to him. What you should do is you should host it somewhere and put a link to it in the Lair of the Pretentious Artists. And then tell me about that link. Shania Twain says, what are you two going to be doing with your summers? Comic-Con and Gen-Con and probably Penny Arcade-Con. And Gonorrhea-Con.
Gonorrhea-Con. I was going to go to Leprechaun, but Gonorrhea-Con sounds more fun.
Right.
I'm doing Comic-Con, gonna work on my house, gonna go see Amy Mann in a week, that's gonna be cool.
Huh.
I'm gonna continue to be surprised by how many people don't know who Amy Mann is.
But she's not gonna be able to sing on account of there not being any air on stage?
Right. What?
You get it?
No.
You don't get it?
No.
Air again says, what inspired you, Jake, to have such a glorious collection of fly swatter? I was just really proud that I'd managed to collect as many fly swatter as I did. Miserly says, are any of the Hobopolis monsters inspired by John Hodgman's hobo names, etc.? You'll see. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Dr. Kier says, "Greetings, good sirs, El Perezoso and General Baldy Bald. I am messaging you to ask a question. As you two are no doubt aware, the new item of the month is pure win, except, why no duck form?" I think that if I had asked Mr. Skullhead to write a single additional word about a duck, he probably would have cut my throat.
I think that if we had added a fourth form that was a duck form that consisted of only one adventure where you did something completely pointless, people probably would have lynched us.
That would have been kind of funny. Southwest says, "I have to compliment and thank you guys on your work on the llama. You truly outdid yourselves this month. It's great fun." Well, I'm glad that people are enjoying it.
I'm glad that we were outdone. You know, people are still wondering about the whole "the gong has been bung" thing. And I have to admit, it gave me pause for a second. It's like, wait, what? Oh, right. Ring, rang, rung.
It was in there as a placeholder, but it just ended up staying.
It's excellent once you work it out, but it did take me a minute to figure out it wasn't a typo.
Shop Troll says, "How come Kublai Khan doesn't have any drops? He's the only wormwood monster lacking a drop, but the Angry Poet has two. Bug? Feature?" I think somehow that happened that way. Like, the Angry Poet ended up with two drops, getting two drops written for him, where we were supposed to have written one drop for every monster.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was an accident. Or maybe we just couldn't think of anything.
I remember being a little stuck on that, yeah.
Because what would he have, you know? Watertail says, "How exactly is it that one can get hit in the kidney with the missing kidney effect? Are all the monsters in the woods? Do they run to the black market to hit you in the kidney?" You have one working kidney. But yeah, a bunch of them do run to the black market to hit you in the kidney. Valhalla Soldier says, "Can you fix the bug with Cliche? After I perform it, when I select an action, it tells me that I'm twiddling my thumbs, despite the fact that I just selected an action." That's weird. I'll look into that. Raisin says, "In Hobopolis, will it be considered multi-abuse to go dungeon diving with your multi and award the prize to your main?" It will be impossible to go dungeon diving with your multi and award the prize to your main, as the prizes, in general, are untradeable. Brown the Not Giant says, "One half of the level 15 skills require a guild thingy for whatever reason. Any plans to change this?" No. No, I like the way those are.
We don't want them to go changing, trying to please us. We like them just the way they are. Huh, we've had a couple of people asked us tonight, why was May's item of the month not able to be traded? It was totally able to be traded. It just wasn't able to be traded once you turned it into an accessory.
Yeah. GigaShadow555 says, "What's the matter, Jake? Not man enough to pee in the shower?" No, I you know. If I'm standing outside the shower, and I have to take a shower and pee, I'm going to go pee in the toilet and then take a shower.
Yeah.
If the urge to pee comes up while I'm in the shower, then I will pee in the shower. Unless it's somebody else's shower.
Or like the shower we've been using for the past 6 weeks while trying to finish the bathroom. You get a lot of standing water, just the drain doesn't work right, and yeah, that's just no good.
Torture Type says, "Hey, Chicken Scully, the other day my dad walked in on me as I was signing off of KOL, and he asked what it was. Problem was that I could not give him a good answer. So my question is, how would you explain KOL to a 40-something non-nerd?" It's a nut you can play with inside.
Okay.
Yeah. Jack Nora says, "You need to make a scorpion hunting area in the game and make the flashlight an offhand." Eh.
Huh, Red Noodle says it's actually Joel and the guy who does Tom Servo's voice who can't get along. Joel basically left because he felt like it was the only way to save the show. That's kind of weird.
Huh.
I never knew that. It seems like Joel did a lot more of the between movie segment sketch writing than the actual movie writing.
Because
the quality of the movie writing, I thought, actually went up when Mike took over. But the quality of the sketches went down.
I never really cared for the sketches, period.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. I think a lot of it was residual Beavis and Butthead angst.
Huh.
Because the cartoons, at least at the time when I was watching a lot of Beavis and Butthead, I just hated the cartoons. I only watched it for the videos, which were really funny, and I was just sort of pissed every time a cartoon segment came back on. Renzi said, "Did SNTC get you laid?" Oh, Sex and the City.
Yeah, actually. But, I mean, something getting me laid is not that impressive. I have a wife. I kind of have sex on tap.
You can tap dad on tap.
Right.
Jared the Red says, "The response, at least on the forum, to the new item of the month has been overwhelmingly positive. This probably feels good, but as a company, is it always what you want? Everything that we did, so sure." You know, the response to the June item of the month is always pretty positive because it is always just a huge, huge amount of work relative to other items of the month. You know, and that's, I don't want to do that every month. So, Glebe says, "The next tome should contain gumballs." Your mom's mouth contained gumballs.
Your mom likes the gumballs.
Oh, yeah, that's what I should have said.
Yeah.
Jack Norris says, "Persona 3 is the one you shoot yourself in the head with a special gun to summon your monsters." Yeah, makes perfect sense. Istanbul says, "Your llama's so fat, it's got to be at least 30 pounds with buffs. Oh, snap." Renzi says, "Do not mock Momokumentum. Momokumentum is optimal."
Momokumentum.
Glebe says, "When I saw Lady in the Water, I saw the twist about the guy with one buff arm, and I got so riled up about it, I almost choked to death."
But there weren't any twists in Lady in the Water, just like there weren't any twists in The Village. Just like there weren't really any twists in Unbreakable. Just like there weren't any twists in Signs. There was a plot that developed. And that's not really a twist. Now, I don't know, like, Sixth Sense has an ending whereby you have to re-examine the entire film in a different light. That's a twist. But, like, Signs did not have that kind of twist. Just the aliens turned out to be allergic to water. Shit happens. The aliens in War of the Worlds turned out to be allergic to people.
Right. So you're saying that wasn't a twist?
Right.
To read Neuromancer. And Naked Jew says, "MC Frontalot signed my copy of Cryptonomicon, this book rules, and my copy of Snow Crash, this book sucks." Huh.
Interesting.
I don't know, man. Cryptonomicon was really good, and it was certainly a greater literary achievement than Snow Crash, but I'm not one of those people that thinks better literary achievement equals better book. Because, you know, I'm all about some Pulp Fiction.
Speaking of Pulp Fiction, we can go off the air now.
Oh, okay.
If you would like.
Yeah.
All right, well, see you next week, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night.
Good night, folks.